Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Programs, and we're back for another episode, extra commentary episode of the Nerd Cave Retro Show. My name is Jason Robbins.
I'm the terror that flaps in the night.
I am useless.
Don't say that.
But that's what we're here for, gentlemen. And you know what we're watching? You guys know what we're watching tonight?
Tailspin?
No, Darkwing Duck, sir. We're watching Darkwing Duck this evening.
Oh, I just introduced myself that way just for the heck of it.
But yeah, the Darkwing Duck won.
Because you are the terror that flaps the night.
Yes, you are.
It's one of the nicer things I've been called.
But Darkwing Duck won the Patreon poll for this month for our extra commentary track. So thank you, patrons, for voicing your opinions. Well, not necessarily opinions. You voted, so kind of the same thing, but I digress. But
making choices.
Yeah, making choices. That's what you're doing over there. So, gentlemen, we've already seen episode one a couple of months ago here on the extra commentary track. So you know what we're doing? We're going to watch episode two and three of season one. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
I can't wait.
All right,
so I'm all out of trivia, so.
Really? I doubt that. You're the trivia master.
Something will come to mind.
But you guys know how this works. I'm going to count down from three. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. And on go, we're all going to hit play. Does everyone...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep, we can hear
okay.
you.
Does everyone understand the rules?
I sure do.
Yes.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Go.
Perfect.
Yeah. This is one of those theme songs that it can be stuck in your head all day.
Yeah.
But 100%. I don't get tired of it. I never get tired
That's
of it.
It's so funky. Darkwing Duck. Duck.
Let's get
dangerous.
All right, so who needs a bowl of cereal? Let's get a bowl of cereal here.
Right?
What would be your cereal of choice?
Oh, Cap'n Crunch.
Now, is that now or at this time?
At Both. This time.
Both. That's what is your favorite sugary cereal?
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams.
Oh, Golden Grahams is a good one.
Never been a big Golden Grahams fan. I liked Cinnamon Toast.
You son of a bitch.
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch better than I like Golden Grahams.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is so basic.
I'm a basic bitch, okay?
That was going to be my choice, in all seriousness.
Thing is, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is so, I guess, popular. I'm going with the more obscure choice.
How is that obscure?
I respect that.
When was the last time anybody said Golden Grahams is their favorite cereal?
Exactly 30 seconds ago.
For that.
Yeah, I always been a fan of either Captain Crunch or I loved Lucky Charms back then, but they're a little too much for me now.
Lucky Charms is garbage. I mean, I used to love it back in the day because the marshmallows were real good, mm-hmm. but now it's like this is garbage that's being hidden by sugar.
Well, being super OCD, whenever I eat Lucky Charms, even as a kid, I have to eat all the kibble first. Like, you know, dig all the kibble out with my spoon, eat those first, and then eat all the marshmallows last.
I used to do that with Crunch Berries. I would eat the Captain Crunch pieces first and save the berries for last and then just inhale them.
You guys remember, it was a few years ago that they made a Captain Crunch cereal that had marshmallows in it, and it was so good, and it hasn't been back since.
I don't remember that.
It wasn't out very long.
This episode is making me want a burger, though. They just had burgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cartoon burgers always look good. I wish I could actually eat a cartoon burger.
Burger as featured in episode 2 of Darkwing Duck.
Hamburger hippos. I would eat at hamburger hippos.
But not the hungry, hungry hippos.
You're not going to be hungry, hungry if you go to hippos.
Yeah, but now
guys, that shape looks
that was a little phallic.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, my absolute favorite cereal to eat now is Raisin Nut Bran.
I don't know if I've had Raisin Nut Bran. I don't really eat cereal anymore.
I like grape nuts too. I'm just weird.
Like, you're old.
Yeah, but I've always liked grape nuts though, even when I was a kid. Always pretend that
I didn't even know
when I was a
what
kid,
grape
I used,
nuts were.
I used to pretend I was eating rocks when I was a kid.
And now they're talking about a deep fryer.
Yeah.
So many food puns and I haven't eaten yet.
I had had homemade pizza for dinner.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Oh, it was so good.
Beef and broccoli, I can smell it in the other room.
Well, how do you guys feel about French bread pizza?
I'm for it.
Yeah.
I love making French bread pizza. I haven't done it in a while.
Somebody take his burger to go?
Yeah. Does that burger have feet?
It did.
I don't think I'd want that burger anymore.
I wonder if anybody's
the elasticity on that burger is insane.
I wonder if anybody's ever built that motorcycle in real life.
Oh, I'm sure there's someone.
Yeah,
who did
somebody's
that.
Had to. Let me look it up.
I wonder why Launchpad never got his own cartoon. He's always a sidekick guy.
Wonder who he liked more, Darkwing or Scrooge?
I'm sure Scrooge paid better.
Well, I would hope so. Not seeing anything yet.
Not familiar with this villain.
I'm not either. I don't remember this guy.
Like, who the hell are you?
There is a life-size version of the Darkwing Duck motorcycle. Here, I'll send it in our. I'll include Joey in this. I'll send it in that chat.
All right. So, what is this, a shrink ray? Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, it's what episode? It looks like. Yeah. Not to be confused with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Oh, I get it. That's why this episode title is getting antsy.
They look like nerds.
They do. They look like the lemmings, you know, from the old video game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not scientifically correct, anatomically correct, because they only have four. Don't ants have six legs? They only have four. Not even really legs.
Not very familiar with the structure of an ant.
Well, it's not an arachnid. I can't say I am either. Because arachnids have eight. Most insects
have
six.
My name is Goslin, and this is Father Golf Tee.
It's a good thing a friend didn't come over and see him just sprawled out in the full Darkwing Duck get up. Would have blown his cover.
Hi, I'm Goslin. Welcome to Duck Ass.
You know, that's what DuckTales is called in other countries.
Duck ass.
Duck ass.
Duck ass. Woo. Speaking of elasticity, that house
for real
must be made of rubber.
Everything is made of rubber in this show.
His poor hat.
Is that the same, the little chicken guy, the smart one with the glasses? Is he the same one from the Foghorn Leghorn cartoons? Little smart one, little smart chicken.
What are you talking about?
No, he's a duck. Never mind.
Are you talking about like the chicken hawk?
No, not the chicken hawk. Remember, Foghorn Leghorn had, there was this one, chick that he was a little kid chicken and he had glasses and he was smart. I know you know what I'm talking about.
I wish I did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I haven't watched a Foghorn Leghorn cartoon in forever.
He was the little
chicken. I have so many questions about this.
He was always when they like, were like drawing up equations and stuff and Foghorn Leghorn's like, what are you doing there, boy?
Well, I say, not I say.
Like, only half of that is making any sense because of Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, Hunker might be doing equations now.
Ow.
Talk about a hole in one. When they were walking up to the golf course, there was a dinosaur in the background. It made me think of the wizard.
California.
California.
Made me think of Gertie's ice cream at the Hollywood Studios.
I could go for some ice cream.
Ice cream sounds good.
Hold on a minute. Is the evil nefarious plan he's going to shrink the city so he can make a mini golf?
That's a really specific plan.
Really is. I love it.
Oh no, he shrank.
That's what she said.
I mean, if you're going to be an evil, you know, supervillain, you know, be very, very pinpoint with your nefarious activities.
It's a big mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
You ever pinched yourself to see if you were sleeping?
No.
I can't say that I have.
When I was a kid, I had. Because, you know, you see it on cartoons. It's like, you know, you pinch yourself to see if you're dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like, Well, no, that don't work because I'm not dreamy.
See, these ants are not anatomically correct. They only have two legs and two arms. That's not how ants are built. There's no truth in this art.
I'm telling you, they're lemmings.
Where are all the people that were in those buildings?
I know. What happened? When's the last time you guys went mini golfing?
Oh, geez. Since before COVID.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me.
Probably like 5-6 years, maybe.
I'll be honest, I don't even remember the last time I went. It's been a long time. Used to go to Funtime USA all the time when I was a kid.
Good Lord. Was that the last time? Because that was before Katrina.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
We have a nice mini golf course out by the beach, but it's just too hot to go play mini golf.
I think we have one here that's indoor now.
Theme to indoor?
No, indoor mini golf. You play with Wicket.
Like indoor the moon.
The forest moon of indoor.
That would be a cool mini golf course. I actually have it indoors, but have it based off of indoor. You just call it indoor golf course. It's a double entendre.
I think Disney gonna sue somebody.
Yeah.
All of St. Canard is part of his golf course. Who is going to actually patronize his golf course?
I don't know if he thought that far ahead.
Yeah, because if you're turning the whole city into a mini golf course, there's nobody left to actually go to the golf course.
Maybe he's going to rely on the out-of-towners. That's nice of him. He gave the ants their own little go-karts.
California. Windmill, windmill for the altar.
My kind of odds.
You're a duck. You can fly.
Someone's played Super Mario World.
I was about to say he'd rather the Super Mario route. Where'd he bounce on? Oh, okay.
His wardrobe has been through hell in this episode.
That's what I say every time I have Taco Bell.
I did just a little while ago.
I had Taco Bell a couple of weeks ago for like the first time in years. It was so good.
I couldn't imagine not having Taco Bell in years.
I ate it so much after Blue Wahoos games that I kind of wore myself out of it.
Oh, okay. Not like me and Sicily's. It's just, I don't go there for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did the goofy yell.
From really. Mario World to Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Messaging up.
I was just thinking the same thing.
California.
Ow.
All the shrunk people in there wondering what's happening.
Yeah.
Does that building not have floors?
Oh, now he's just going to give up.
I'm just waiting for a commercial break.
And I've got to top off my milk.
Crossfire.
You'll get caught up in the
crossfire.
Well, probably because you're wearing a purple suit that's easy to see against everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This makes a lot more sense.
Ah, now we know why he's doing this.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
He needs capital for his golf course.
It's all about the money.
Here comes the money.
Here comes the money.
It really bugs me that they didn't put a split to where it looks like two teeth, two buck teeth. It's like just one big tooth coming out of his bill. I don't know why that bugged me.
At least it won't take him long to brush his teeth. Or his tooth.
I'm watching it with subtitles. Right after this. I read it as Darkwing Dookie.
Delicious.
You said Dookie.
Good Lord, he's trying to murder him.
He's a bad guy. Gotta have a lot of balls to try that.
What's with that hat?
When I first saw it, it made me think of the classic propeller hat.
What was up with the propeller hat? Like, what was the point of that thing?
Like, that I don't know.
That was like kids back in the 50s. I have to ask my dad if he ever had one.
You ever have a propeller on your hat? It's wild that took off.
Like, could have told you that.
Probably why old people don't have nostalgia for old toys, because all old toys sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
His name is Lilliput?
That's the worst villain
That's
name.
That's not intimidating whatsoever. Oh, no.
Now, I just got to say, he's not a very good villain.
No. No, he is not.
How many action figures of him do you think they sold?
None.
Okay, that was kind of cool. Well, the gas gun still works anyway.
There's a lot of gas in that gun. He's used it like 5 times now.
Murdering all those.
That would be pretty intimidating if you saw that many ants coming at you and they were playing like the Charge theme.
Yeah. I would just run.
I still don't get the point of his hat. Like, what the hell is his hat about?
Controls the ants.
He's gone subatomic.
Oh, no. He has entered the quantum realm. That is a waste of perfectly good soda.
Yeah.
It's okay. It tastes just like Celeste.
Ruh-roh.
The hell?
Makes me think of what Merlin did to Madame Mim in Sword and the Stone.
Yeah, I was right. I was like, what does that remind me of? You nailed it.
Mad Madame Mim.
Ew.
Oh, gross.
He thinks he's a superhero, but he's not.
Living boogers? Those are two, dude, guys, those are two giant boogers.
They are. Sir, you do not look so good. Judo chop.
They literally had two big giant boogers standing there.
Yeah.
They're like you're mesmerized by that.
I know. Like, you don't
remember
ever see
everything in the 90s had to have some kind of gross material in it.
How are the boogers sick? Are they just going to have those boogers hanging out in their house now?
For the rest of the series.
Cue that beautiful saxophone.
Darkwing Duck!
Duck! Now I just want to know what happened to the boogers.
Janet,
they better
Cummings.
Be in this next episode.
Any relation to Jim Cummings?
I don't know.
Craig Paulson? Any relation to Rob Paulson?
Rob Paulson? I do not know.
All right, so we'll take a second here and cue up the next episode. Oh, it started. I got to run it back.
This one has Bushroot, so it at least has a better villain.
Ooh, Night of the
Thank
Living
Kevin's
Spud.
For that.
Night of the Living
Spud. Potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Evil taters.
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are we ready? Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. Play, damn it.
I ain't skipping no intro.
What kind of monster would you be?
How would you even suggest that, Disney Plus?
All right, hurry up, go to the kitchen, get some chips.
I hope they're Ruffles.
Chips of choice, gentlemen.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh yeah.
Plain Lay's.
Plain Lay's?
Like a good plain Lay's.
I never like
that nice salty taste to them.
I never like plain Lay's. I do like the baked ones.
Yeah, baked ones
are
good.
You're so bougie.
You guys remember potato chip? You guys remember O'Boysies?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
I loved O'Boysies.
Were those the ones, remember the potato skins?
Yeah. Dude, they still make those, but now they're TGI Fridays branded. You can get them at the Dollar Tree.
Oh. They're not the same.
Well, they're sort of the same. They're as close as you're going to get.
Then again, back then, more chips were actual chips, so maybe they're the same. I just, they're not shaped right.
Yeah. Oh, Boise's were good because they were kind of like light and fluffy.
I don't remember those.
Wish I could go back in time and go like just go back into like 1985, go grocery shopping with like $100, come back to the future and eat all kind of stuff that I used to eat when I was a kid that they don't make anymore.
Then you're eating some EL fudge cookies and
I go get a Pizza Hut personal pan pizza.
I love those.
Macho nachos.
Oh, my other chips of choice would be the pizza flavored Pringles.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Because I remember the only options were original or sour cream and onion. And then when those came out, I'm like, oh, and they changed my life.
Why do I feel like we watched this one before? I mean, I know
because Bushroot was the very first villain.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. No, you ain't.
I don't got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Shh. I don't got it. You perv. I don't think that's exactly what you're
trying to make poison ivy.
Basically.
Ugh. She's a potato.
Why'd you blame it on the plant?
Boiler, masher, put her in a stew.
Check your formula, sir.
Ew, why does she have vines coming out of her head? They're like worms.
She looks like she should be a boss in the Pikmin games.
Perhaps Cuphead.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, Cuphead too.
We would rather small
potatoes.
Sure, for
a way to get the hell slapped out of you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Just what every bride wants.
Right?
You're a potato. What would a potato want? Butter? I'm sure she wants butter. Some salt?
Butter?
Cream?
Maybe some bacon bits?
Maybe.
Somewhere where she can... A nice home where she can take roots?
That is such a dad sweater he's wearing.
Yeah. Oh,
I want that Hawaiian shirt.
I have that Hawaiian shirt. No, I'm just... Everywhere will say.
The VCR.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah,
mine didn't play when I hit play, so I'm like 2 seconds behind you guys.
That's all right. The million year old man ape.
I am the million year old man ape.
Never mind.
Barbarous mutant research scientist.
They should have called it Sofa King.
Yeah, they should have.
He's a large potato.
That was funny. She's a big potato.
That is a really good shot of Darkwing Duck.
It was.
very cinematic. Worse, it's Polly.
Seems like in the darker portions of this cartoon, they took a page out of the Batman background.
Oh, they did that on purpose. That they used the same background style and everything. Anything you see that's black with painted on top of it is the same black cardboard trick that they used in Batman.
I would love to have owned some of the background stuff from these old cartoons, especially like Scooby-Doo. Those background paintings are gorgeous. Yeah. Have you ever just seen the background paintings?
Yeah, whenever I'm watching Scooby-Doo, that's all I pay attention to.
I saw a YouTube video not too long ago too about the look of like Chuck Jones cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about like how most of it was the world that it's in and the backgrounds and stuff, and like it was about all the background artists, and like that's all they did was just do the backgrounds for all those old Bugs Bunny cartoons. It was awesome.
Well, that's how cartoons were just made then anyway. There was a background artist that worked with a layout artist that was basically the same dynamic as a like a set designer and a cinematographer working together type situation. Yeah. They would put a lot of detail into that.
I bet that would have been a great job to have.
I mean, those are still jobs. Like if you look in the credits of this show, you'll see layout artists, background artists.
I guess I've never really thought of it, but yeah, it would be the same type of relationship is like a cinematographer and a set designer.
Because the cinematographer is the one that, you know, I have to film this in this way. And the person actually painting is going to be putting everything where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So do you guys think regular cartoons, like 2D cartoons like this, are going to make a comeback at all? Like
yes
actual,
and no.
Like actual hand-drawn cartoons?
Absolutely not. No. Hell, they were hand-drawn since the late 80s all the way. Like, starting with all... even if you go back to the 60s, they were using assistants with the xenograph technique that they pioneered with... 101 Dalmatians, which is how they did all of the spots, where they would just have to animate the actual dogs and then they just copy and paste the spots over and over and over again using that process. And then that kind of graduated to not so much as rotoscoping as we know it today, but the way they would do it is they would take a machine and they would just print out the different pictures, and then they would just do the in-between animations. And so whenever you look at a Disney cartoon from the 70s and all the way through to the late 80s up to Basil of Baker Street or The Great Mouse Detective is what that was called, you can see kind of the remnants of that. It has such a specific look to it where it looks kind of like somebody traced over it as they were animating it. Yeah. And that's what that is.
See, I always noticed that.
An assistance.
I always noticed that on those. I thought that was just a style choice.
No, like it was based on the technology they were using in the day to make it go faster.
Yeah.
In fact, the reason why they even did that is because of the fact that it was cheaper to produce that way.
Especially with...
If you watch...
What's the animator? The animator that did like Dalmatians and Robin Hood, and then he went on not Ralph Bakshi, but
are you talking about
he went
oh
on?
Oh God,
what
Don Bluth?
Yeah, Don Bluth. Like a lot of the Don Bluth stuff looked like that.
Yeah, now his is a little different in that he didn't have the same budget type, so he was doing it out of necessity and not because of just cost saving's sake. But yes, and he learned that technique from working at the Mouse House.
Huh. Huh.
So in the late, now I said that that all kind of ended with the Great Mouse Detective. That was the first ever compute. Well, not really the first ever, but it's the first major sequence that was computer animated in an animated film, which is the gears and the clock at the end of the movie whenever he's fighting Ratigan inside of Big Ben.
I think I remember that because when I was in the theater watching that for the first time as when I was a kid, or when it came when I was a kid and I saw it in the theater, it just looked so, it had that like what we would know today as like CGI almost.
Right. And you will not believe who actually did that animation.
Who?
Czar.
Who?
Czar.
Czar?
It was done on a Pixar station.
I thought you all I heard was Czar.
Yeah, the puh cut out.
Oh.
I apologize. I did not know that. It is a Pixar station. So so that they actually even worked on the Beauty and the Beast sequences that were computer generated, the opening and the ballroom at the end of the film.
Yeah.
And ever since then, they just kept using CG. They used the same technique to keep the pattern on the carpet in Aladdin the same, as well as the Cave of Wonders is computer generated near about entirely. It's a lot. Disney's been using computer animation for far longer than people realize. So I don't think we'll ever see an animated film that is completely 2D animated ever again. And even 2D animated movies are 3D. They're in computers. They're all computer animated.
You can do that stuff. Like, you can do the 2D animation stuff in Toon Boom now. I mean, like, it's the same thing that I used to do with the little cartoons I used to do of us, basically. You just make a...
Right.
Basically, like, different expressions and different puppet movements, basically. And then you just sort of move them for a sequence, and you go through and you just move the different parts, and then you go back and play it, and it sort of connects the two... the beginning point and the end point, and it kind of connects them.
And it's far more sophisticated than Toon Boom is, because I know what you're talking about. But yeah, it's fascinating the way these things work.
That's a spicy pepper.
That is a spicy pepper.
Like cell animation, believe it or not, you could have actually bought film used and TV used cells at Disney World in the late 80s all the way through almost to the 2000s.
Well, I remember the first time me and you, was it me and you that went to Wizard World in New Orleans?
No, I've never been to Wizard World, so that couldn't have been
me. I remember the first time I went to Wizard World probably 10, 12 years ago or so, and I saw some cell in. Oh, yeah. I remember I had texted you or called you freaking out because I found some Ghostbusters cells.
Right. You did. You sent, you like, do you want me to pick these up? And they were like $2.50. And I'm like, I want you to. But...
I mean, I was so tempted. Like, seriously, but they were like $300 a piece.
Yeah. This was back when I wasn't making good money. So it's like, no, I can't. No. Now, today, I would have fucking told you to do it now.
I mean, imagine if they were $300 back, you know, 10, 12 years ago. What are they worth now?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Because the thing is, they're not making any more sales.
Exactly.
And so and plus the collector market is a lot higher than it used to be. Like, it used to be you could buy a key scene from a movie, one of the cells, for like $50, and that's not wrong.
Yeah,
nowadays, there's no way that you'll be able to find anything that's worth having that's any less than maybe $104, like a little thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you know, here is the face of a character that was animated.
Yeah. I mean, they used to destroy that stuff. back in the day. You know, they never used to save stuff.
I just realized this has a couch potato.
Yeah.
Anti-couch potato message as we as children were sitting there. Watching. You know what? I remember this episode because that was not lost on me.
Yeah.
Subliminal messaging.
And don't watch this show is what it's trying to say. And eat your potatoes because they could kill you if you don't.
Got to get those starches.
Yeah.
Suck gas. I'm going to start saying that when I have to fart from now on. Like, suck gas.
Suck gas.
I'm sure your girlfriend will love that.
Suck gas.
Your future ex-girlfriend.
A deep fat fryer.
Well, we do.
Potato. God.
Drew looks like he's ready to host the Oscars.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, when you hear the sound effects, like when he bit her arm, like that sound effect is used on so much stuff. Like, what is the origin of that sound effect, and how did they make that sound effect?
Oh yeah, I love seeing that kind of thing.
Because it just
sometimes
sounds
very
funny.
Disappointing. That sounds like they actually brought in an actual lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
Crossfire.
Like the
Gopher? Runs into Dig Dug.
Runs into Bugs Bunny. What's up, Jack?
What's up, Jack?
I knew I shouldn't have taken that left. Not to say the same thing. I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah. What's up, Duck?
Season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Now shoot!
I've never seen a lawnmower that actually got rid of all of the grass.
Yeah.
The most powerful lawnmower in the universe.
Well, that lawnmower didn't even have any blades on it, so I don't know how it was cutting the grass.
Magic.
It's my scientific name.
Say that backwards.
He doesn't use Head and Shoulders.
That's nasty.
Potato
okay,
backwards.
That's really funny.
DW.
This makes me want to watch DuckTales next.
Woo.
Bazooka?
Potato gun?
That's some big PVC pipe. says the giant plant.
Uh-huh. He's going to burn him with diesel fuel?
Sounds like it.
That's just inhumane.
That's violent. Is that Huey and Dewey and Fat Louie?
No.
Louie ate too many potatoes.
It's Louie from, you know. And Louie, what's his name?
Oh, yeah. Louie Anderson.
Louie Anderson.
I'm Louie Anderson.
I'm pretty sure that's
poor
Louie
passed away, what, like a year ago?
Yeah.
A couple years, yeah.
Play that beautiful saxophone again.
Darkwing Duck.
We can all tell that we're just a little off from one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Either that or we have no rhythm.
That guy's
Which
last name
possible.
Was Gollum.
I am white.
That guy's last name was Gollum. He needs a pressure. Well, that is officially our commentary track for the month. What do you think, fellas? Was that fun?
It was fun.
Yeah. It's always fun going back and doing these.
Yeah.
Did you see the post I posted about the most recent episode of your show?
No.
I know Derek didn't because he's not on Threads. And that's where I've been posting. But I just wanted to say that I'll read it to you. Just by going through the descriptions, going by the descriptions from Nerd Cave Retro, Tears of the Kingdom is the story of a man whose clothes were stolen by monsters. And now this nude warrior must venture through the vast open world to regain his wardrobe via various challenges of strength and cunning.
You're not wrong.
That is part of the game.
It seems to be a major part.
But I tell you, there's nothing more.
I need to
get
on Threads.
There's nothing more satisfying in that game when you come across a treasure chest and you find a piece of clothing from your past game.
From yesteryear.
Yeah.
I found the loafers of truth.
Yeah. It's like a game all in itself trying to find all the pieces.
Well, I've been enjoying the shows. I always love doing the commentary. And I'm excited to see what we have to watch next.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Maybe we'll do a full-on movie again next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
we should let the patrons decide.
Yeah, give us some ideas. I know we talked about some stuff before, but now I can't remember what we were saying. Like, I know there was some movies that we had talked about that we wanted to do.
And now we talked about doing a bad movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
So whatever you guys can think of, let us know. Send us a message. And thank you for being patrons. So, gentlemen, Wally, where can everybody find you these days?
I'm just on Threads mostly. Just go to I guess the Threads app. I'm at the Real Big Wall there. Also, listen to Dead Game, deadgamepod.com. We are on a break right now, but we're talking about reimagining the show because we don't have any listeners. So, enjoy the first experimental season because it will be the only season of that format.
Yeah, so everybody listening to this, just go find Dead Game Pod on wherever you're listening to this. Go look up Dead Game Pod and give it a listen. It's pretty good. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
I've listened to every episode so far, and I like it.
I'm glad. Thank you.
And I don't want it to go away. So go listen to it so they don't stop doing it.
I keep doing it. We're just not going to do it the same way.
Yeah, well.
Like, we have this idea, and this is just me spitballing a couple things. That we will go through every episode of Nerd Cave Retro and then just talk about the game that they're playing.
Or you could talk about whatever the prediction I threw out there that never came true.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But, we are talking about, going through the history and where you can, where you can find it now. And if essentially the whole thing is, Dead Game as in, can you officially play this game today. And that's what the idea was. Now, I don't know if that's what we're actually going with. I don't know if we're actually going with that, but you know. Oh, and you made a lot of predictions that actually came true. So that was interesting.
Yeah, a few. I mean, like we've said before, a broken clock's right twice a day.
although your predictions about the mini consoles were hit or miss.
Yeah, well, that when we were in the thick of it then. We thought everything should have had a mini console at the time. I didn't know it was going to have that much fast of a drop-off rate after... Pretty much after Sony came out with the PlayStation Mini, everybody was like, nah, we're done. I was like, all right, well, I guess
it's
guess
so that's funny. That. That's one of them because you predicted that there will never.
Uh-oh, I think we lost Wally.
But you said that there would never be a PlayStation Mini. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I was wrong about that.
But yeah.
Well, all right. Well, you heard it here, folks. Go listen to the Dead Game Pod. What about you, Derek? What you got going on?
Yeah, everybody can check out the Derek Diamond Experience. Just head over to linktree.com/DDiamondPodcast. Recently, I had Richard Epcar, a pretty notable voice actor on my show. He's the current voice of Raiden in Mortal Kombat. He's voiced Joker in the Injustice games. He was in Kingdom Hearts and... many, many other roles in the animation and video game world. Yeah, just head over to linktree.com/DDiamondPodcast.
Fantastic. Well, that's going to do it for this extra Patreon funded content. And if you want to be a patron and you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on a regular feed, this is like a month after the patrons get it. So if you want to get it when the patrons get it, go sling us at least $1 a month. I mean, that's less than a cup of coffee. Every single month.
I mean,
yeah, it's nothing.
The animation history knowledge that I drop on these episodes
for real
are like, worth exactly. $1.
That's worth $1 alone. So go throw us $1 if you're listening to this on the regular feed. Become a patron, join our Discord, all that good stuff. And thank you guys. And you get the vote on whatever we commentate on and all that good stuff every single month on the Patreon. So go over there, patreon.com/NerdCaveRetro. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you again next month.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.